This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Normal Public Library is looking ahead to 2017 with a variety of programs, both old and new, for kids, teens, and adults, including, says marketing manager Megan Rogers, for the first time ever, an event that celebrates National Trivia Day.
I'm really excited about it because we are providing opportunities for kids to play trivia, and I think there's a lot of trivia in town, but not a whole lot that focuses on just kids and families. So for National Trivia Day, which is Wednesday, January 4th, we'll have kids trivia and Stump the Librarian from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And then in the evening from 6:30 to 8, we'll have family trivia, and you'll be able to bring your family team.
It's something you're doing that I think is utterly charming, if I may say. Marshmallow snow forts?
Yes. Isn't that fun?
That's Monday, January 16th.
Each individual child gets to make his or her own little snow fort from 11 to 2, and that is a day off school, so we give the family something to come out and do. But yeah, they'll get to make their own little snow fort to take home.
Also on the 16th, you're kicking off your adult winter reading program?
Yes, I love this program. It's so much fun. We want to make sure that people keep reading through the winter. You know, it is a pretty good time to read. And so as people are reading, they can bring in their reading logs. And for every 2 hours, they get a prize. And those can be coupons. We have a lot of coupons to local businesses. Like they might get, you know, free fries at The Rock, free popcorn at the Normal Theater. And then they also get entered into our grand prize drawing.
Ooh, what's the grand prize?
You know, we always have an e-reader. And then we also have lots of certificates from local businesses or prizes that they donate.
You're doing something brand new that I think is very exciting, which is called Scarves of Strength. Tell me about this.
That's right. So we're inviting people to come out and knit and crochet at the library. And the scarves and hats that they create will go to women in domestic violence shelters, women and children.
So this is the very first time you've ever done this. So I presume that you want a good turnout on this, so that maybe you could do it every year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have had some knitting and crocheting programs before, and I think people really enjoy them. This one's really special since it has such a great cause behind it.
Yeah, it's not just going in and just randomly crocheting, although randomly crocheting is, is fine, but you've got a real good purpose to this.
Exactly, yeah. It's something people can feel really good about. And we are providing the yarn. We ask that people bring their own needles and their own skill, hopefully, although I'm sure there will be lots of people willing to help out with tips.
So coming up to the new year, people often have New Year's resolutions to get healthy, and you offer lunchtime yoga.
Yes, we do. We have yoga that we provide every Tuesday and Thursday. It's from 12 to 12:45, and it's in the community room, although we really kind of do over the community room a little bit. It, you know, you can barely recognize that they turn the lights down, and they have, you know, just low lamps, and it's very calm. And then, yeah, they do yoga just when it fits into people's schedule.
You, of course, have a used book sale every year.
Our next one is coming up March 31st through April 3rd. This is a great opportunity for people to come in and get new books and support the library. We have really low prices, and we have so many books. We fill the whole community room. I think it's something like 15,000 books that we put out for people to shop through.
For adults, you have a nonprofit marketers professional meetup. I've not heard of this before at the library.
Yeah, so this is kind of a network opportunity for people who work in nonprofit marketing. It's a really hard time right now for nonprofit. And so, you know, marketers are really operating on a shoestring budget. They really don't have a lot of money to work with. And so this is a group that's meant to kind of help them raise other resources. So to create relationships with other people, to get ideas about things that they might be able to do for free, and just to sort of get people thinking together and working together. And so that's once a month on the second Tuesday of the month at 2 o'clock. We invite any nonprofit marketers to just come join us. It's really heavily focused on socializing and building relationships. So it's kind of a lot of, you know, just sort of chit-chatting and getting to know each other.
Commiserating.
Yeah, a lot of that too.
That's Megan Rogers, marketing manager for the Normal Public Library. You can find more information about their programs at their website. I'm Laura Kennedy.